reports on more than 2 million sold for low annual cost, then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and raising professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Joint return, winner June 4 of the RMM Stakes at Delaware is a 3-year-old filly by Include. Joint return has won 5 of her 8 starts. She won the Busher Stakes at Aqueduct in February, the Calder Oaks in April, ran 4th in the Grade 2 Black-Eyed Susan Stakes, even though her rider lost an iron shortly after the break, and then boosted her earnings to over $228,000 with her score in the RMMs. A $60,000 graduate of the Keeneland September sale, she's a typical moneymaker by Include, who stands for 12,500 live foal. Another moneymaker standing at Airdrie Stud is Majestic Perfection. His first crop yearling sold for over 6.5 times the stud fee last year, and he's a third leading 2-year-old sale sire this year, and they're running as good as they look. His first winner is It's Free, who took a maiden special at Gulfstream on June 1. And two others have started, and both were second in the first starts. On June 9, his Maggie Maggie was a closing second, beaten just ahead, going 4.5 furlongs in a maiden special at Presque Isle. Majestic Perfection, a son of Harlan's Holiday with grade 1 speed, he ran 6 furlongs in 107-1, stands for $10,000 at Mr. and Mrs. Brayard and C. Jones, Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning. Bright and early morning this morning here at the Thoroughbred Center. We're here in the clocker stand as usual, and all is quiet right here at the moment. The break was at 8 o'clock. A renovation break, and they'll open the track back up at 8:30, and all hell will break loose at that time.
Yeah, boy.
And the clocker stand gets full, and all kinds
of
activities. But we're looking forward to it. You know, it might get a little bit noisy in here for a while, but we have a balcony out here on the clocker stand, and most everybody stands out on that balcony. And one of us, Jackie or I, one, whichever one is free at the time, will probably go out and
help.
Yeah, because usually when they open the track, there's a little lull while people get on here, and about maybe 10 after or something like that, that's when here they come. All of them start working. They've had about 30 works already this morning, so which means we'll probably have 60, 70 works today, most of them after the break. Gorgeous day.
Oh, isn't it nice?
Yeah.
It's just beautiful, and it's nice and cool. We've had a cool summer.
Yeah. Well, this is a permanent time for us now from 8 until 10 to do this show, and I like it because I wake up 4:35 o'clock every morning anyway.
Don't you, though?
Well, here we go. We got somebody calling from the lower track. See, that's what's fun about being here early.
Yeah, they're still the lower track is open. You can train on the lower track here, the 5/8 mile track, while they work in the mile track. And somebody just called in and let the clockers know up here that something's going to work. That's what the phone was about.
Yes, it's a clocker's phone.
The clocker's phone. Yeah. I miss clock, and I really do. You know, I did it for 10 years. You know, they didn't have a clocker for a while, and Keeneland wanted one. So for some reason or another, they hired me. And
well, they felt sorry for you because you quit training and didn't have anything to do. You were home working puzzles, 1,000-piece puzzles. Woo!
Bored to tears.
Yeah, exactly.
Still waking up at 4:30 every morning.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's. I told them I'd get them started.
The only trainer thing that you didn't do that most of them do is go home and watch soap operas. Now, trainers did that. Of course, they fell asleep watching them, but that was the trainer's thing.
Yeah, they go home and watch the soap.
Go home, turn the soap operas on, and
take a nap.
Sit there and take a nap because they get up so early.
Well, no, you and I used to go play golf after the day.
I know, we were nuts. Play tennis and golf and all that strenuous stuff.
Yeah. Well, I had fun, clocking. And, you know, I couldn't believe they were paying me to come out here and look at horses.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't tell them I'd probably done it for nothing. I know I can say it now. I've retired from clocking, but I had to retire because my hearing started to go. And, you know, and
I never could my hearing was fine, but the Mexicans, I couldn't understand that. They try, but I couldn't understand it.
Yeah.
So we'd write down what we thought and check it out later.
Yeah. Yeah. And then my eyes started to go a little bit.
Oh, Lord.
So I had cataract surgery yesterday.
Thursday. Yeah. Doing real well.
Yeah. Doing good.
Yeah.
So far, so I can read what's in front of me, and
that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right.
I think you should keep the eye patch on. You look like a pirate.
Yeah. Right.
Arg.
Put a knife in my mouth and walk into a 7-Eleven and they'd arrest me. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. We have had since last week's show, we've had 13 winners from the Thoroughbred Center here, which is pretty good. We had 54 for last month, and we're on schedule to maybe break that this month. So far, we've had 18 winners in the first 13 days and 13 since last week. Let's see who trained those things. Mike Estes went to Belterra and won with Northern Luck. Mike uses the jockey school kids, Chris McCarron's kids out here, to exercise his horses. And they breeze them all. I don't know if they exercise them all. Anyway, they breeze them. Barn.
That's great.
Yeah. It helps the kids, too. You know, they have an opportunity, and he won two races this month. So Jim Rankin saddled a winner at Belterra. He saddled an uptown gal. Luis Jurado went to Mountaineer with a Stormby and won. Everybody calls him Al Jurado for some reason. I never have figured that out. A whole lot of difference between Luis and Al. I'll have to ask him next time I see him where that Al comes from. Greg Burchill won one with the Cotton Legend up at Belterra. Jim Rankin went to Presque Isle and won with Draw High. Luis Serrato won one at Mountaineer, another one with Rosie is Cozy. Jesus Suarez won with Red Hot Plot down in Mountaineer. That was on the 9th, and the next day on the 10th, or next night, I should say, he won again with Major Dude. Jesus was out here when... in the early 90s, maybe late 1980s, I got to know him.
Ah.
Yeah, and nice fella. Tim Ice, we had on the show a couple of 3 weeks ago, won at Indiana Downs with Sister Kathy. David Atkins won at Belterra with City Point. Michael Ewing, and Michael is a lady, incidentally. And I asked her, well, how come your name's Michael? And she said, Dad wanted a boy.
Well, you know, years ago, when I worked down at High and Upper back in the last century, we had a girl named Michael that
worked
there, and her she was named after her father, yeah.
I think she's from California. Her father was an ambassador to Ireland at one time.
Is that right?
Yeah, under the Reagan administration.
Well, that's a cushy job. Wouldn't you like to, if I was going to be ambassador, I would pick Ireland.
Yeah, he made me make around all the pubs.
Absolutely. And if you go to England, I wouldn't want to put up with the Queen and all that balance. Hey, I'm sure she's nice. But Ireland, that sounds good.
Let's see. Eduardo Caramori won one at the Belterra yesterday. And then last night at Indiana Downs, Tim Ice won another one with Holdor. So that's 13 winners since last week's show, 18 winners so far in 13 days. And that's moving right along.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good training weather. This coolness and the rain keeps the track moist. It's not dusty. And, of course, Harold does such a great job. Gee whiz, he's good.
Okay.
Hey, thanks to the guy. I don't know if he listens, but the guy at the guard shack that called us when the racing form got here. That was nice to do.
Yeah, we pick up our Sunday edition here at the guard shack as we pull in. And normally it doesn't get here until a little bit of a little bit later. We pulled in, about 7:30? We came.
Yeah, I guess.
Pulling in here, something like that, and it hadn't arrived yet, but we have it now.
Yes, nice guy.
The Sunday edition of the Daily Racing Form. Can't do without that, although Michael Blowen usually steals it.
Yeah, here's the funny part. When do you do that commercial? At the end of the show, right?
No, I've got it up front this time.
Oh, okay. Then Michael will get to steal your form.
Yeah.
Don't want to change too much.
I'm going to move it down to the second hour next time, so...
So he can't take it unless he gets here in the second hour.
I don't know when he's coming.
I don't know either. I thought he said 8, but you said he said 9. So
yeah. Yeah. Of course, Dr. Byers is not coming. We really miss Doug.
Yeah, yeah.
And hope he's doing well. Steve Moody, of course, they're running a Stephen Foster.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, great one. Yeah, it has been for a while. Definitely.
I know.
Yeah.
I just, for some reason, I thought, well, anyway, I missed
I think they're running 3 graded stakes down there today. I'll have to check. But anyway, the Stephen Foster is a big one. And let's see. Of course, Michael will be in. I think he's going to come in at 9.
Yeah, so yeah. He likes it early so he can get back for the tours.
Yeah, they give a lot of tours out at Old Friends.
A day like this, every month.
I'm going to do some history. With Joe Palmer, I may talk about, since he ran the Belmont last Saturday, an old Belmont winner, the 1947 winner, Phalanx. I may talk about him. He was son of pilot, raced for Mr. C.V. Whitney.
Son of pilot, Phalanx. That's good, I guess. The Phalanx was a...
It's P-I-L-A-T-E, the way you spell it. The stud horse. Phalanx is a Roman... kind of a formation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long line. They would put long lines in their, what do you call it, their shields that were from their head to their toe. They get side by side, so it was a wall.
Yeah.
And then they march, and they march real quick, like boom, 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 boom. It was pretty interesting. Well,
he darn near won the Derby. You know, he ran second, got beat a neck. Jet Pilot beat him. He just couldn't quite catch Jet Pilot. Jet Pilot wired the field that day. Went from flag fall to finish in one, and beat Phalanx by neck, who was ahead in front of Faultless that day. And anyway, I saw that race, so I remember it just as well as I'm sitting here right now. I remember that race, Jack, as well as I remember you. What's your name again?
What's your girlfriend's name? I'll bet you know her name.
Okay. Which one?
Which one?
Anyway, so we're going to talk about Phalanx. And then I was going to write something about, do something on Lucky Draw, who was one of my all-time favorites. Joe Palmer wrote about Lucky Draw.
Now, see, I don't know anything about Lucky Draw.
Well, he raced for George Widener, who owned old Kenny Farm over on Kenny Lane. Kenny Lane runs from Ironworks Pike over to Hughes Lane.
Yeah.
And he called it Old Kenny Farm at that time. And, that's where 830 was standing in a platter, the Trudy winner, and those horses. And anyway, Lucky Draw was a race forever. He was a gilding.
What years? What years? Cause
back in the 1940s.
I was a little kid.
Yeah, anyway. And anyway, doing this article that he wrote on that. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Joe, you look good.
Come here and sit down for a second.
Sit down, Joe, for heaven's sakes.
Joe Littrell came in, and I haven't seen Joe.
Kenny's Pop, haven't seen you in ever.
Well, get close to that mic. We'll put you on air for a little minute.
Come on, get up here and talk.
My son, you interviewed him or something last week. He wants to record him.
Who, Kenny?
No, Robert.
Robert.
Stick.
Oh, is that your man?
That's my son, baby.
Oh, is that? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a recording,
okay,
but it's on the internet.
How you do is go on the internet, Ursel Ellis Horsetails, and click on it, and it'll say, I'll write it down for you.
Okay.
It'll say the date of the show.
It was last week.
And all you have to do is click, and you can record it. You can download it, MP3.
I tell him, he asked me, called me.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, we had him on the show. Yeah.
Now, Kenny's been out to farm this spring.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taking care of our...
Yeah, he tells me. He comes out.
Yeah, he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, all of my kids are doing well.
Good.
Every one of them.
How many kids you got?
5.
Well, good for you.
They're all doing well.
Now, the oldest is how old?
Golly, 43.
And the youngest?
26.
Yeah.
Is that right? Well, good for you.
Stick.
Joe comes from an old training family around. You know, your brothers trained. How many brothers did you have trained?
Elmer, Billy, Bobby, Boyd, and myself.
Okay.
And, of course, Dad.
And your father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now, you stopped training quite a while ago.
Yeah, I lost my job, so I had to go work.
Oh, that really stinks. I hate it.
So I went to out of Kingland for 16 years.
Were you out there that long? Yeah. I know we'd always look for
it's
you.
It's a great
when
place to work. I mean, it's a great place, and they gave me a good retirement, and I left there a couple of years ago.
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing now?
Place. I got horses here.
You have.
Oh, my God. You know, you just cannot.
I know.
You can't wean you guys off these horses.
I'm not having any luck right now, but, you know, Shins and Oslets and.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the two-year-old ailments, you know, it's killing me. So
how many you got?
I just got the two.
Good for
you. What, a couple of two-year-olds? Or?
No, three.
They're three? That's good.
I had one of them ready to run here a couple of weeks ago, and he popped Oslets on me.
Well, isn't that the way
you had an English Channel out here not too long.
Couldn't outrun me. I hate to say that. He worked 5/8 a mile out here in 59, and I thought, something. You know, I said, man, what I got? And he belonged to Kenneth.
Uh-huh.
And so I brought him back down, and I worked him again, and he worked in a minute. And I said, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
And I dropped him in over at Turfway.
Yeah.
Run dead last.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
How far did he go? How far did you run him?
I ran 3/4. And I ran him on the turf, and he was in front for about I run him 1.25 miles on the turf.
Yeah.
But he'd had 4 or 5 races under him. And I just wanted to see what he'd do. And he was in front all the way, and he just, at the top of the lane, he just folded.
Yeah.
Huh.
How far was he going into?
1.25 miles.
1.25 miles? Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I thought I had something.
Yeah.
You know, but.
You still got him?
Been there and done that, haven't you?
No, I give him away.
Yeah.
He's in Tennessee.
He's in Tennessee.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Making a Tennessee walk, making a gated horse out of him.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do nothing with him. I mean, you know, when he ran in the morning, he was a morning glory. I mean, he could fly.
Yeah.
And I was scratching my head, and I thought, man, that make my clock must be wrong.
Yeah. But why'd you check with me? Maybe you were wrong.
I was hiding him.
No, you weren't. Yeah, I caught you out here several times.
So
how do you think I remembered him?
Well. Write that down for me.
Oh, I will.
Give it to Kenneth. Robert is all excited about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it up yesterday. Ursel had cataract surgery Thursday. So I didn't get the show posted until yesterday. Mm-hmm. I've been running up down the road and stuff. So let's see.
You're out of the horse business now, right?
Well, we just all have now, Joe, is 4 retirees down there, you know. Got a mare that thoroughbreds that Jackie used to fox hunt.
Right.
And then 2 that I trained, and won races with both of them. And, you know, those and then another a rescue that we got out of River Downs, an old class horse by Gopher Gin that was
now we got stuck with.
Yeah, you know.
They called us. He was going
Dean,
to
Dean,
the truck.
Dean Sarvis, the Sarvis called, who rides down.
Yeah,
you know Dean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. He called Francis Relihan, and Francis called us and said, there's an old horse they're going to maybe put down there because he broke down and he needs a home. And so
we went and got him. He had an ankle the size of a cantaloupe, and I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
We had to keep him in the stall, 3 months or something?
Quite a while.
And now, it's still there, but it's much smaller.
Yeah.
And only if he camps out will he put that leg out a little further. Otherwise, he's pretty
sound.
He's pasture sound.
Yeah.
So you're here every Saturday now? And
yeah, from 8 until 10.
Oh, yeah.
They changed the time, but we like it. I like it early. Because, we run into people like you.
Uh-huh.
When we were 10 to 12, everybody's gone home on lunch.
Well, I knew you were doing this at Kingland.
Well, we did it at
Kingland
the meet.
Too. Yeah.
That's when we'd see you during the meet.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it regularly from here.
Yeah. Well, I pass by her all the time on the way out, and Robert called me and told me people were telling him that you're in there and everything. So.
Okay. Well, good. Okay.
Well, I am so glad to see you. I asked Kenny how you were.
And he said, oh, he's fine, you know, but he didn't elaborate too much. Just great to see you.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. So,
that's
well,
excellent.
Still okay. Training, though, I thought, you know.
Well, you can't get out of it.
I know.
You know? You see them running in the afternoon and seeing them saddling in the paddock. You said, man, I got to get back into it. But you don't remember the 7 days a week and all the heartaches and the pains and everything you go through until you get back
in. And the ostrich and the book shins, you mean?
Yes. Right. That's so, how that
you know,
works.
So it just takes time. And hopefully, like everybody else, you come up with something that could run a little bit.
Well, Joe, I hope I do.
Well,
stop
thanks
in
for
again
stopping
and
in.
Us.
Say hello to Kenny.
Oh, well.
Good to see you, my friend.
Same thing.
Well, here, let me. Don't call me Mr. Ellis. You,
me? He you, called me. He oh. didn't call you Mr. Ellis. He called you Ursel.
All right. My hearing went
all
too.
All right.
Well, May 30th, Churchill Downs moonlit stroll. A 3-year-old filly by Stroll won her first start, a $50,000 maiden special going 5/8 on the grass. She won by 4 widening lengths on June 6th at Belmont. Escapist, a 3-year-old colt by Stroll, posted his second win in as many starts in a $77,000 allowance test on the inner turf. Set a new course record in the process, going 6 furlongs and 109 flat. Escapist won his first start in February in a maiden special at Gulfstream. Both Moonlit Stroll and Escapist were bred by Claiborne Farm, and both were sold as yearlings at Keeneland in September. Both are from the first crop side by Stroll upon his return from Europe, as is Extra Sexy Hipster, winner of stakes at Aqueduct and Laurel, Skylander Girl, winner of 2 stakes at Woodbine, plus 3 others that have placed in stakes. The Sovereign Champion 2-year-old filly in Canada and a graded stakes winner in Keeneland in his first crop. Stroll is a grade 1 stakes winner of nearly $800,000, and he's by Pulpit. He stands at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, and see the website at claibonfarm.com.
Hopewell Company, the insurance company, has been in business in Bourbon County for a long time. And we moved to Bourbon County. Friends recommended the church, recommended Hopewell. And thank goodness they did. That was 26 plus years ago. And they've taken care of all of our insurance needs ever since. Remember the time I pulled out and the guy hit me? Out on right in front of the Toyota dealership out there.
Yeah.
And we called over there, and he said, yeah, we'll take care of it. Don't worry. He said, they'll call me and tell me why it was your fault that you pulled out in front of them and made them hit you. And I said, wonderful. And they took care of it. Wasn't a problem. They have tremendous experience working with horse farms, too, racing stables. They cover our house, barn, our vehicles, horse trailer, that old horse trailer, but it's art. I love that old horse trailer. Plus, they take care of liability. And whenever you need them, they're right there. You called them about some kind of coverage. What was it for your lens or something for your eyes? And they look into it. And when I got supplemental Social Security insurance, remember?
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know if I was supposed to change it or I didn't know if it was any good. They had a specialist that they knew in health insurance call me up. And that guy said, no, you're fine, you're good. You know, that's the way they do. I mean, they're there taking care of you. They're an independent insurance agency. They work for us, not the insurance companies. So they get you the best coverage and most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurers. Call the Hopewell Company. They'll give you a cost comparison. That's Hopewell Company, 820 South Main in Paris, 987-2347, or a Lexington number, 254-2431.
Well, another great organization down in Paris, Kentucky, is the Clay Ward Agency, where they've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds for over eight decades. I know it was founded by Mr. James Clay Ward the year 20 grand won the Derby. That's a tough time to go into business right there during the Depression. But he established a tradition there of hard work and service, and he really knew the thorough knowledge of the horse business. So that's why he was successful. And those qualities are carried on today by Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess over at the Clay Ward Agency. So to insure your horses, why don't you do business with people who know exactly what they're doing and have been doing so for many, many years. And the number over in Paris for the Clay Ward Agency is 859-987-1861. Now, that agency, the Clay Ward Agency, is very closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm over in Bourbon County. Beautiful farm. Great place to board your horses, and they've got a tradition at Indian Creek, too, and it's for raising runners and selling top-quality blood stock at the major sales. And the list of high-class stakes winners that they've sold, raised and sold, that includes six champions, is long and impressive, and it just keeps right on going. So give them a call over at Indian Creek and talk to Shaq or to Nikki Dryon over there, Shaq or Nikki. Number is 859-987-7443. If you're looking for a place to board or somebody to sell your horses, got broodmare sales coming up and so forth, give them a call, 987-7443, and see the website at IndianCreekKY.com. And Matt, good morning, Matt. Sit down for a second.
No.
See what you, mean, no. see what you had. No, I talk about the breeding season. See what your thoughts are on the Belmont Stakes for you.
You loved it.
Cheers. It was a good race. The horse, it didn't win. And you know what? That's horse racing.
That's horse racing. You know,
they haven't changed the layout of it from the Derby for 100 and some odd years, you know, when you were first born.
Smart Alec.
So one guy whining about it. What kills me is this guy had probably 75 to 80% of the horse people behind him.
Yeah.
Because it was a good story.
Yeah.
It's a small-time horse, small-time owners. A good trainer, and he opened his mouth, and now he has 80% of them against him.
Yeah, that's too bad that happened, you know.
But
he just blew his cool.
He finished silks real well then.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for his wife. She's behind him, pulling on, trying to shut him up, and he was going.
I bet he's tough to live with, too.
I
guarantee you, if I would have done that, my wife would have straight up backhanded me, and I would have been done. So, no, it was a good race. It really was, and I still like the horse. I like him running.
Yeah.
You know, but his words probably did hurt. You've been talking about breeding season. Probably turned off some people trying to buy him from him. I think the horse is going to go to Japan. His style, to me, seems like a Japan horse.
I don't know. You know, the blood horse has got a wonderful picture of him coming out of the gate, mm-hmm. and the horse on his right.
Yeah.
You can see his left hind is coming down on...
Yeah, he got caught.
Yeah. And
he took a chunk.
Right on that heel, and took a chunk of that heel.
Yeah.
I was trying to remember, there was a horse, I think it was War Admiral, it happened to him,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it was in the Derby. He led all the way and won it, you know, and stood there in a pool of blood in the winner's circle. So, but you know,
it just occurred to me that wouldn't have been as bad. No, did he get him... Where? On the hoof?
Yeah, on the back.
Because I noticed the guy didn't have rundowns on him. I don't think rundowns would help him, but he did get clipped up on his...
Yeah, it was a scrape down his cannon bone,
mm-hmm.
over the ankle and down into the heel.
Yeah, the rundowns might have helped him some, but I was surprised he didn't have rundowns.
Look at your blood horse and look at that picture, and you can see that horse's foot planted there.
Yeah.
Horse on the right, you know. So he had an excuse, but
and
you know.
It's horse racing.
Kind of an excuse. Some horses don't even feel it till it's over.
Well, that's probably true.
You'll see what kind of horses he really is when he starts going against older horses that have been around the block a couple times.
Well, he's a nice colt.
Yeah,
and not only that, he went five wide on a turn, mm-hmm. so he lost some ground there.
Yeah, no, I like it. It was a good race. I still like the horse.
I was pulling for him.
I like the trainer.
Yeah, trainer's got class. Yeah.
But the owner's got some work to do if he wants to be a horseman.
Well, that's just it. They're new in the business,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't understand. And maybe somebody sit down and explain to him.
I'm pretty sure they did.
And he came back and apologized on Sunday. But
beginner's luck ruins people. They think it's easy, and you should keep going.
He needs to realize he had the horse and God looking down on him. He got a $10,000 horse. And how many millions of dollars has he made?
Yeah.
There's people who've been in the game forever.
Yeah.
And hadn't had that yet.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, good money.
Dutcher wants his daddy to pay attention to him, Dada.
I don't know. We may have to get out. One of us may have to get
I'll
out there.
I'll have to go out and clock.
Yeah. I'm going to help clock. Well, Matt
hey,
will.
Here
Matt
comes.
Will help do some clocking.
Yeah.
Michael Bowen's here.
Okay, so. Well, let me make a break real quick. I'm running by him.
What time is it exactly?
It is 8:30.
Okay, track is
opening, and Matt's going to fill in, and Chris McCarron's here.
Chris, hey, Chris, come sit down.
Hey, come on.
He's got work to do.
Yeah, but he can talk for a second.
All right. Your second's up.
I was listening. I think it was the Belmont.
Was it Belmont?
Where War Admiral stepped on his foot. Yeah, grabbed his quarter badly and was standing in a pool of blood.
I knew it was one of those Triple Crown races. And
I've talked to a couple of veterinarians and a couple of blacksmiths, and they said, so much adrenaline's running, horse isn't going to feel that, and they likened it to cutting your nail too short. Doesn't hurt right away, but the next morning it hurts like a son of a gun.
Yes, all the way up the elbow.
Well, what was your analysis of the race then?
I was very disappointed with the ride. I thought he fought him too much. When he had an opportunity to go to the lead, hindsight's 20/20, of course, but if I remember correctly, I think the last three Triple Crown winners went wire to wire.
I don't know.
And they weren't going very fast. The track was fast that day.
Affirm certainly did.
Yeah.
So did Seattle.
What about going so wide on the turn? He lost probably the winning distance on the turn, don't you
think? Well, he didn't have an opportunity at that point because there's three horses up there in front of him on the inside, and he's not going to try to get through on the fence because normally the fence isn't the place to be at Belmont. And he's not going to take a chance of getting stopped at that point.
Right.
So he's been in the clear every time he's made his run, so he was trying to replicate that as closely as he could. But I thought he took the race out of him in the first three quarters of a mile.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Now, he may not have won anyway, but I think he compromised his chances by wrestling with him the way he did.
He's got beat just less than two lengths for all of it.
Yeah.
You know, he ran a nice race.
He did.
Let me ask you a question. When you're riding and you're going, and you have to stop, how hard is it to get him going again? What's that cost you?
Well, he's demonstrated in the past that he's got different gears.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've watched Victor ride him very closely, and I've noticed that he can go ahead and ask him to run a little bit at some point down the backside to secure his position, to maintain it, and then gear him down again and then go again. You know, that part of it reminds me a little bit of Spectacular Bid. I'm not saying he's as good as the Bid was, but the Bid had that quality. That shoe could put him anywhere he wanted, and California Chrome's been doing that. The mistake was going into the first turn, reaching up and grabbing a stout hold of him and letting those other three horses get up on the outside of him.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
Thank
you. It's much better to get your opinion than mine.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well,
Michael Blowen just blew in.
Yes.
Well, some things happen, you know me.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I was impressed with the owner's very contrite and sincere, in my opinion anyway, apology on Monday.
Apology on Monday morning.
Yeah. He needed to do that. That was a shame how he just completely blew up one of the most wonderful stories that we've had in a long time.
Yeah, he just lost it.
He lost it, but to come back on Sunday and say those things about a kid in a wheelchair, and then, but thank goodness he came to his senses, or his wife caused him to come to his senses.
I know. I felt so sorry for
somebody
her.
Somebody smacked him around a little bit, I believe.
Yeah.
She should have hit him in the back of the head.
Well, it took him two nights to sleep on it, but he came around.
I bet he's tough to live with if it takes him that long to cool out.
I got
to
go record and clock a horse here.
Thanks for stopping by.
Well, the best distaffers in the nation met in the Grade 1 $1 million Ogden Fifth Stakes at Belmont on June 7th, and the winner was Close Hatches, a filly from the first crop by First Defense. Close Hatches defeated Princess of Silmar, winner last year of the Kentucky Oaks and other stakes, with the Fleet AP Indy filly, Antipathy, third, and Eclipse Award winner, Beholder, fourth. Close Hatches has bested Princess of Silmar in two of their three meetings, and it counts even with Beholder. She had finished second to Beholder in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff last fall. Close Hatches is undefeated in three starts this year, having earlier won the Grade 1 Apple Blossom and the Grade 2 Azari Stakes. She also won the Classic Grade 1 Mother Goose and the Grade 1 Cotillion, and her earnings now stand at $2,382,300. Mm-mm.
A Judmont homebred close hatches is out of the Stormcat mare Rising Tornado, and Rising Tornado has a yearling full brother and a suckling full sister to close hatches at Judmont. The quality of mares covered by First Defense since his first crop came out running is sensational. Stands for fees $15,000. And for more on the Judmont stallions, contact Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com.
Sally Van, my favorite van service.
They're the best.
They are the best. There's nobody to compare. They've been doing this for 60 years, and during that time, they've moved the best of the best of the best. Whether you're going to the racetrack or you're going to Pony Club, I loved it when Nicole's was in Pony Club. All the Patsy Pierrette's kids were all in Pony Club. Here would come, we'd be out to Horse Park or somewhere, and here would come a Sally Van, and out would come, I mean a fancy Sally Van, and out would come these ponies, all duded up with their shipping bandages, you know, and their fuzzes on, and their blankets, and everything. It's wonderful. So, but their vehicles and equipment, tip-top condition, of course, but the most important safety factor is the driver. They've got their horse people. They're very proud of their drivers at Sally Van. They're experienced drivers, experienced horsemen. That's the way to do it. Think about that next time you ship your horse. And when you load your horse into a Sally Van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. They wouldn't have it any other way. That's why we say for more than a half a century, Sally Vans have been the safest way to the winner's circle. It's 255-9406.
A Nuremberg winner of the Grade 2 $500,000 Grade 2 Brooklyn Invitational on June 7 is another big horse by the Big Horse Sire, Tis Now. Bred and owned by stewardess Jenny III and trained by Shug McGahee, Nuremberg's score in the historic Brooklyn boosted his earnings to over $500,000. Tis Now has climbed to number 4 on the 2014 sire list with the earnings of over $3,861,000 already this year. And the Big Horse Sire is rapidly developing into the Big Horse Sire of Sires. The leading second crop sire by number of winners is Colonel John. Colonel John is the sire of Southern Honey, recent winner of the Grade 3 winning color stakes at Churchill. Colonel John is a Grade 1 winner of over $1,779,000. Tis Now fee $75,000. Colonel John, $17,500. Standard Windstar Farm. As is that another Grade 1 winner by Tis Now, and that's Gemologist. First foals by Gemologist are on the ground. Superb. Stands for $15,000. Fees due when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Sean Tuggle, or Kyle Wilson. 859-873-1717. See the website at Windstar Farm. .com. All righty. All right, I've got Michael Bowen showing up this morning, bright and early, and you say, who was visiting you?
You were just talking about Steve and Carolyn Coburn. They're going to come to the farm tomorrow.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be nice now.
Yeah. No, I'm very grateful that they're coming. I'm very excited to meet them, and I'm excited to show them the farm and talk about California Chrome. Yeah.
Coming tomorrow. Well, I think that they are the guests at Churchill Downs this
tonight,
weekend.
That's right. They're going to get their engraved Breeders' for the Kentucky Derby trophy tonight.
Ah, yeah. That's kind of a tradition that they have them down on the day that they run the Stephen Foster.
Yes.
The connections of the Derby winner.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
And they paint the horse in the Derby Museum will be painted in their silks and all that. So it'll be really nice. I'm going to try and get there tonight, but I'm really excited that they're coming tomorrow.
Well, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yes.
At least you can say you met them and everything. Maybe you can get them to donate some of the
Carolyn Colbert said, I'm bringing my checkbook.
So oh, wow.
They seemed very, very nice. And, of course, Steve, I'm sure, wish he didn't put his foot in his mouth and all that business. But, I think they're really down-to-earth people. The other thing is, most of these sports interviews that they always do after any big match or any big race or any big game, they're always saying, we lost fair and square. And, deep inside, they're thinking, oh, my God. And they're thinking a lot of the things that Steve Coburn said.
Yeah.
And, he just let it come out. So you can't have it both ways. You got to have here's another part of the story. And there you go.
Yeah.
It was unfortunate. I think Chris is right. It was unfortunate that it came out that way. But you can tell his expectations for his horse were great. And the greater the expectations, the greater the disappointments.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're fairly new in the horse business.
And they got to learn, you know, that you lose more than you win in this business. That's just the name of the game.
Yeah, well, I think they've had lost a lot. I don't think that had much to do with it. I think it was just the emotion of the moment just got him, his expectations. And he saw the way, you know, if you look at the race, you know, Victor did have trouble around that first turn, just as Chris said. But he got bounced around pretty good, too. And I think that that's one of the things that set Steve off, that he thought that some of the other horses, some of the other jockeys were really going after his horse.
Oh,
and I think that's what he thought when he was watching the race. So by the time the race ended and he lost by such a small margin, he thought that might have been the difference. And I think that's what he really meant. And I think it just got out of hand.
Yeah. Have you seen the picture in the blood horse of the break?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's where he got stepped on right there.
Yeah, he got stepped on.
I mean,
break
you can
well.
See it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that Chris is right. The adrenaline is, you know, you're shooting up there. But still, that's got to sting a little. When you're going around a mile and a half at Belmont Park and just all that sand around, it's got to be a little ouchy.
Yeah. 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 Well, of course.
But anyway, he's a great horse, and it just certainly doesn't diminish his other – you know, he won the Double Crown.
Yeah, that
– now, there's nothing wrong with a Double Crown winner.
Michael, your cup is always half full.
Let's salute them all. Yeah, all the horses came back safely, with a few nicks maybe, but all the people came back, and it was really nice. It was a big crowd. The ratings went through the roof for NBC. The handle was way up. After the first two races, it was up 39%.
Oh, wow.
I mean, so, you know, it was a – in many ways, it was a great showcase for the sport and for the athletes. And once again, it took a horse to save us from ourselves. So thank you, California Chrome.
Yeah. Look at the crowd out here, would you?
Wow, they all knew the show was going on at 8 o'clock. Holy cow, back, people, please. Oh, we're trying to do a show here. Autographs afterwards.
I don't think, unless there's some bill collectors out there looking for checks.
Yeah, why are they all looking in the other direction?
We've got four people out there clocking, so I guess we're in pretty good shape. Jackie can come in. She's just out there looking now. I see Michael Ewing's out there, and she just won a race at Churchill.
Very nice.
So, but yeah, we're doing real good out of here this month, you know, started out.
Well, the other really great news, you know, we got this wonderful new horse, Eldifer, who came to the farm with his goats.
Yeah, plural?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Well, it was funny because, you know, Sally Vance, you know, they called us the night before, and Mike over there says, well, we got your horse coming in here from Florida, and he brought his two pals with him. And I go, what? He goes, two pals. There's two goats that are coming with him. So I subsequently found out their names are Yahoo and Google.
And Yahoo and Google.
Yeah. And Google. And it's really funny to see because you don't have the goats follow him everywhere like they're celebrity bodyguards. I mean, one on one side, one on the other. And they just follow him. Wherever you take him, they go. They take care of him. It's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Google has been to 5 Breeders' Cups.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. Much and travel goat.
Yeah,
well, most
exactly.
Of them in California.
Very classy.
Yeah.
But he was, I forget which race it was. It was a big stakes race at Turfway Park. Might have been the Turfway Cup.
Okay.
And they shipped Eldifer in for the race, and he was going nuts. He was stall walking. His eyes were bugging out. He was sweating. They didn't know what the deal was. So they called back the barn and he said, this horse can't race. This is crazy. You know, he's in no shape to race. And they said, what's happening? He described the symptoms. They said, it's funny, this goat's doing the same thing. So they put the goat on an airplane, flew him into Cincinnati, drove him across the river, put him in the stall, boom, everybody quiets down, and 2 days later, the horse wins the race.
And the goat ran second.
He could have, probably. But it's great having him, great having the goats.
Let me take a break here, Michael. We got behind talking to all these people around here. All right, well, a fleet encounter, a 5-year-old daughter of Interdab, sprinted 5.5 furlongs on a near record 102.3 to take a $36,500 allowance test at Arlington Park. That was on June 7th. Fleet encounter has posted 8 wins, 6 seconds, and a third from 22 starts, and has earned over $125,000 now. So if you want a runner like Fleet Encounter in your racing stable, send a mare to Interdab. I watch for an Interdab yearling at the upcoming sales.
Enidab has sired a remarkable 15% stakes horses, including such high-class stakes performers as Greater Good, a multiple-graded stakes winner of over $546,000, and Head Heart Hoof, a graded stakes winner of more than $509,000. Enidab is a multiple-graded stakes winner of over $530,000. He is one of 54 stakes winners by Phone Trick, and he's out of a Mr. Prospector mare. Enidab stands at Shadwell Farm for $2,000 live foal. Also at Shadwell are the Grade 1 winners Albertus Maximus, Daher, and Jazzle, and Invisor. Inquiries to stallion manager Kent Barnes, 859-224-4585, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. All right, Quillen Leather and Tack, my good friend Ralph Quillen, down in Paris, Kentucky. Quillen Tack, of course, is the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship out over 17,000 halters a year. They've got a great gift shop, and I'm glad Jackie's not here. She reminded me that I forgot to take those halters in to be repaired again. They repair I don't know how many halters for me down through the years. And they do it in a hurry, you know. It's a, if they stop and think for a minute, you know, I might buy new ones. Well,
no, we don't want them stopping or thinking.
Okay.
They may start charging me.
Yeah, there you go. It's a great organization, a great tack shop, nice people running it. You can't go wrong. Go to Quillen.com, Quillin.com, and look up everything they've got. They've got a great catalog they'd be glad to send to you. I think it's online as far as that goes. And it's a wonderful gift shop there for birthdays and holidays and so forth. So stop in and see him. And they've got he has his brewery just a further down on Main Street in Paris, Kentucky. And it's Rooster Brewery, and he makes a beer down there. And he's got about 200 different kinds of beers that you can drink down there. I mean, you can go down there and get blasted and just have a sip of every beer that they have.
Hallelujah.
but it's a great place to go, and they're open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 5 until about 11 o'clock, although Ralph says people usually hang around after 11. You go in there and see your friends and have a beer, and they're going to, pretty soon they're going to have food in there, or right in that, have a wagon coming in, I think, right next where they with barbecue and so forth, if you want one. I'll bring a sandwich down, pick up a sandwich there in Paris, and bring it down and have a beer with it. It's a great place to gather, fun place, nice people, can't do it any better than that. So let me tell you where the tack shop is. If you're going into Paris, go to the third stoplights and look to your left. And there you will find it. That's Quillen Leather and Tack. Daily Racing Form Sunday Edition is on your newsstand right now. Got some nice articles in there. John Sparkman is writing about, says that pedigree counts in the Belmont. And, okay, we believe that. Nicole Russo writes about Robert Evans, of course. Robert is the owner of Tunnelist, and talks about the female family of Tunnelist and the relationship to the Evans family and so forth. Patrick Reed's got a nice article in there on the OBS sale juvenile calendar. That's Ocala Breeder Sales. But the thing to do is go to dailyracingform.com/breeding today. That's drf.com/breeding today for their breeding newsletter. And of course, buy the racing form, but they have feature articles every day, all the way through the week, and it's a great it's the Bible of racing. It's the Daily Racing Form. Got mine right over here. Michael's got his nose in it already.
Yeah, there's a nice article if you're right about Robert Evans.
Yeah, that family, you know, the Pleasant Colony and so forth.
Well, I owe him a great debt of gratitude, and you're connected to it.
Uh-oh. What'd I do this time?
Well, it's when you called me a few years ago, and you said, have you seen the Keeneland catalog? And way in the back of the book was Hidden Lake.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that now. I just happened to be running through there, and there she was.
Yeah. The Eclipse Award winner.
The produce record was
Terrible.
Terrible.
But she was an amazing, amazing racehorse, and she's still, and she's an amazing retiree. Mm. But anyway, I called Mr. Evans. Back then, he owned the horse, and instead of sending her through the sale, he donated her to old friends.
Yeah, well, that was it. So, yeah, I think Taylor Made had her consigned.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah. In fact, I went out and see her a couple of times. She doing okay?
Doing great.
Good. Yeah. How old is she now? 21, 22? She wasn't that old. She was about 19 when she came in, wasn't she?
20. Let me go back. 93. She's 21.
21.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's got a few more years for you.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's great.
And then we have a big event on Tuesday at the farm at 4:30. Rosie Naprovnik and the people from Wild Turkey are all coming over to present a check to old friends on behalf of Rosie and the Ride with Rosie campaign they did during the Triple Crown.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, that was nice.
Yes, yeah. It should be fun. I'm hoping that they'll bring some of their product.
A little Wild Turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Couple of people that was I know a couple of Wild Turkeys, as a matter of fact.
There you go. Some by the side of the road here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really great. I mean, we get tremendous help from Woodford Reserve and from Wild Turkey. It's really nice to see the bourbon companies all cooperating to help these old horses. It's really nice.
Well, that's great, Michael. And I'm glad everything's going good with you guys out there.
Got the fence up next door. We're starting to move horses from the back. We're gonna have to hire Clint Eastwood and all the rawhide guys to come and herd these horses down the hill and into the new paddocks.
All the rawhide guys. That, you know, I remember that series. That was a good series. I think they still rebroadcast them on some station.
Yeah, it's on all. It's on American Movie Classics or one of those.
No, there's one that.
No, I know. I watched one this morning on AMC. I'm telling you.
Oh, okay.
Could be on other places too, but I know where I watched, and when I watched it, okay. I'm not that old yet, and it's too early in the morning to start drinking.
The guy that was the lead, the had the role there, Fleming was his name.
Eric Fleming,
and he died somehow. He drowned down in South America, or something like that. I remember that.
He used to write some of the episodes too. He's a smart guy.
Yeah, that was unfortunate, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And young Clint Eastwood.
Very young.
That was a good series, though.
Clint just got through directing the movie The Jersey Boys about the Four Seasons. It's coming out, I guess, Friday.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Anyway, they wanted Clint to make an appearance, like a cameo appearance, like Alfred Hitchcock did in all his movies.
Yeah.
And he refused to do it. So you know what they did? They showed the Jersey Boys watching an old episode of Rawhide.
Oh.
So they snuck him in that way. You never know what you're going to find out on this show.
Well, now the Jersey Boys were singers, a musical
group.
The Four Seasons. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't remember them too much. When were they popular? Back in the 50s?
No, in the 60s.
In the 60s?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sherry, Big Girls Don't Cry, Ragdoll. You don't remember any of these songs?
Nah,
I
didn't pay much
attention. I know. They came out on 45s. You were still in the 78 era. He couldn't make the.
I never really got into listening to the music much, you know. Mm-hmm. My nose was usually in a racing form.
Well, you can do both at the same time, I think.
I guess.
Listen to the music and an handicap.
Yeah, right.
It's a special skill.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see. I better catch up here because we're getting close to the top of the hour. Can the man win a last set at the Grade 3 Affirm Stakes at Santa Anita as a 3-year-old colt by Into Mischief, bred in Kentucky by Malibu Farm? Can the man has also won the Speakeasy Stakes, love the name of that, at Santa Anita, and he placed in the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity at 2 last year. That same day at Belmont, Golden Sense from the first crop by Into Mischief gave Palace Malice all he wanted and finished second in the Grade 1 $1,250,000 Metropolitan. Golden Sense defeated older horses in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile last fall, won the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, plus two more graded stakes, and he's earned over $2,224,000 and counting. In 2015, Golden Sense is to join his sire at Spendthrift Farm for a fee of $12,500 due in a full stanza nurses. In the midst, if you may recall, was one of the first stallions offered on Spendthrift's popular Share the Upside program, whereby Collins could own a free breeding right for life. Golden Sense book is already full, but there'd be likely to be more additions to the stallion ranks at Spendthrift in the future. So call Ken Wilkins, Des Dempsey, Mark Toothacker, and ask about the Share the Upside
and the Breed Secure programs. The number over there is 859-294-0030, and see the website at SpencerFarm.com. Lubricin and Reborn, that's two products. Do you sell them both over there, Michael? Do you sell both Lubricin and Reborn?
Yeah, and they're fabulous for humans.
Yeah, well, Matt Tierney.
I don't take the Reborn, but I take the Lubricin.
Hey, Matt Tierney came over and bought some just the other day from you guys.
Good.
Yeah. And
they keep me out of the gift shop most of the time.
Do they?
They won't let me near the cash. I'm afraid I'll take it over to the chapel and wagering portfolio.
Yeah, two products, Lubricin and Reborn, that were developed by Dr. Steve Alday, who's been a great help to Michael Blowen over at Old Friends.
Certainly has.
And both products are used by many owners, trainers, and veterinarians, incidentally. And both, incidentally, are all natural, test-free. You don't have to worry about it. Lubricin, put it simply, sustains the integrity of joint fluid, and it helps reduce the cost of acid injections and so forth. And used by trainers like Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow and Mike Maker and a whole bunch of others, as a matter of fact. And they have it for humans, too. Jackie uses it. Michael uses it. And you buy it over at Old Friends. And Reborn is 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum, man. It's safe, easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, starting with foals, and it strengthens the immune systems immensely. And it's because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies. And what it does is basically support the immune functions of horses of all ages and provides a quicker recovery from physical challenges and so forth. It's Reborn is R-E-B-O-R-N-E. Go to Reborn.com, R-E-B-O-R-N-E.com, or Lubricin.com, L-U-B-R-I-S-Y-N.com. And you can buy it at Old Friends, at the KBC in Lexington, at Horse Sense down in Versailles. And they're two great products, both of them invented by a nice guy, as a matter of fact. Well, Commander is a six-year-old son of Broken Vow. He's game, he's consistent, and he's as tough as nails. He's a $105,000 graduate of the Keeneland September Seal, bred in Kentucky by Paragon Farms. He's earned over $564,000 now. Racing in Canada, he has won graded stakes, added another stakes win to his resume just last Saturday. He's won 15 times and been on the board in 27 of his 36 starts. Sounds like a candidate for Old Friends. Commander is by Broken Vow. So is the brilliant three-year-old filly, Rosalind, a winner of this year's renewal of the Grade One Ashland Stakes at Keeneland, and interrupted another three-year-old filly by Broken Vow, who won on May 31, the $100,000 Penn's Oaks. In fact, Broken Vow has had 60 stakes winners and over 100 stakes horses. Broken Vow, the most successful son of Unbridled at Stud today, stands at Pin Oak Stud for $25,000. Also at Pin Oak, the Stallion's Alternation, a multiple graded stakes winner millionaire, standing his first season at Stud for $7,500. He's by Distorted Humor. Cowboy Cal, five stakes horses, including a grade two stakes winner in his first crop. He stands for $5,000. And Eclipse Award winner Sky Classic, who sired over 100 stakes horses, 59 stakes winners. Fees $7,500. Those fees are all due when the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Clifford Berry at Nancy Stevens, and see the website at FinOakStud.com. Well, things have kind of quieted down a little bit at the clocker stand now, but how many work? Find out how many work. We usually keep a running count of them just for the hell of it.
How many winners this week? Somebody ask.
How many winners this week? Tell her 13 this week since last week's show.
Well, how many works, David?
49.
That's not bad.
Is that all?
Yeah, I was out there clocking too.
I remember when it'd be 49 after the break.
I know.
Remember that time we had 117 works?
That was the record, and it was just Ursula and I. It was just Ursula and me. Beg your pardon. Standards have fallen.
It would have gone. Huh?
How many watches did you have?
We usually have six watches.
Yeah.
Three.
A lot of them are probably racing today, right?
Well, it could be. I hope so.
Well, yeah, it's a little quieter today for Saturday for some reason.
Sometimes when it rains during the week, people work around the rain rather than. Used to be in the old days, Wednesdays and Saturdays, you work whether you wanted to or not.
Yeah,
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's more flexible, the scheduling.
Yeah. I've got an article I want to read written by Joe Palmer. I'm going to read it during the second hour about training methods back in the 1940s, mid-40s, and how it was changing and the evolution of it, and it's going to...
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. You know what? In the old days, when they raced in the afternoon, they'd go out and breeze a little in the morning.
Yeah, well, John Beach claims to this day that the reason that Sunshine Forever didn't win the Breeders' Cup is because he used to go out and jog every morning before his race, 2 miles.
Yeah.
And they sealed the track that day at Churchill Downs because of their... rain, and because of the demands of Jack Van Berg, who said he was going to scratch Ali Sheba if they didn't seal the track.
Oh.
And so they sealed the track, and Sunshine Forever didn't get to run around like he usually did.
Loosen up.
Yeah. And so he lost by 3/4 of a length.
Jeez. They used to, Jack Van Berg. Well, that's, you know, jogging, but in the old days, they used to go out and, you know, let him go for a quarter or three.
Sure.
Get the blood platelets cranked up and stuff like that there.
And they'd get used to it, and it was a habit, and, you know, they anticipated that they were going to race in the afternoon. The smart ones knew what the deal was, and you know, you didn't want to break the routine, but they did.
What Joe was writing about was the change where, for instance, Fitzsimmons, the first start for Nashua as a three-year-old was in a Widener handicap. And going 1.25 miles. And, you know, that a lot of his old trainers would, he talked about one of the trainers, his first start for his horse as a 3-year was in the Belmont Stakes.
Yeah.
Going 1.5 miles.
Yeah.
And he says, and now he says it's evolved around where trainers give them races before. They'll run them 2, 3, 4 times before they put them in the race that they're aiming for. They don't care whether they get beat or not.
Yeah.
Run them in a condition.
I know.
You know. But now, see, that's evolved away from that now, when they just, you know, they run every 3 months or something like that.
Right.
Know?
Yeah.
You know, so, but anyway, it was fun. It's fun the way he writes. Reading him is fun anyway, so I'm
he's great.
Gonna take care of that, you know. Well, Michael?
Well, what's coming up next?
Well, I was just saying, we're having a big party on Tuesday to celebrate a donation from Wild Turkey to...
What time did you say that was?
4:30.
I have to pick Betsy up at 3:30. Maybe I'll take her out there and let her have a little wild turkey.
Yeah, get her picture taken with Rosie.
She's watched Rosie ride.
Yeah, I'm sure she likes Rosie.
I'll ask her just for fun.
Yeah.
And just take her from therapy, give her a little wild turkey. Maybe she'll walk.
Yeah. Who knows? It's a new kind of therapy. You know what? I think a shot of wild turkey, a shot of Woodford Reserve, into a half a cup of Lubricin. And she'll be up and running in no time.
Yeah, boy. That's
that doesn't sound too bad.
No, it doesn't. I might do that myself.
Lubricin cocktail.
I'm showing.
Oh, that's funny. I love it.
But that's really exciting. As I mentioned, Steve and Carolyn Coburn, the part owners of California Chrome, are getting their trophy tonight, and they're coming to the farm tomorrow. So. It's an exciting next few days, anyway.
They're going to Churchill Downs to pick up their Derby trophy and so forth, you know. And I wonder if you'll apologize to them, too.
I don't know. You know, I've never thought about you have to go back and get it. What, they have to do the engraving.
Well, you don't have to.
Well, you don't have to, but it's
they
fun.
I'd go back.
When we first moved to Midway, I had a little store there, and I was trying to have a little store with racing memorabilia in it so that I could raise money to start Old Friends.
I remember that.
Yeah. And so I'm sitting, and so I get a call from the framer on a Sunday morning, my framer Jeff, whose shop was right next to mine. And he said, there's a guy over here that wants to look in your shop and maybe buy some stuff. It was a Sunday morning, like around 10 o'clock.
Right.
So I said, okay, sure. So I get down there, and the guy looks a little familiar.
Yeah.
But I can't quite place him. And after about 15 minutes of him wandering around the store, I finally figured out who it was. It was Jack Knowlton, the guy who owned Funny Side.
Oh, wonderful.
And And he'd just come from Churchill Downs the night before, the day before, where he got the Funny Sides trophy. So he opens up the trunk of his car, and he opens up a box, and he picks up the Derby trophy with Funny Side. We got our picture taken off my crummy little store outside with the Derby, with the Derby trophy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Have you seen him since then?
Oh, yeah, sure. He's a big supporter of ours.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's
the Funny Side's at the horse park, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and Jack runs Saratoga Stables, and every time buy a horse, they donate money to Old Friends.
Oh, my goodness.
That's so nice.
Yes.
Every time they buy a horse?
Yes.
Just buy one. Not sell one or win a race?
No.
Gee whiz.
Oh, goodness.
Isn't that good?
Yeah, it's really good. And, you know, we got Saratoga coming up. It's going to be exciting this year. Yeah. Going to go.
That's
gonna go. We got a couple of fundraisers coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's not until August, for crying out loud.
In fact, Carolyn and Steve Coburn donated a California Chrome Halter to our auction.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Wow.
That's nice.
Yeah.
When's the auction? The auction, it will be in New York.
Yeah. It's going to be, I think, the first Friday or Saturday of the opening the opening weekend.
Yeah.
And then I want to go up for the Whitney, which is on the 2nd, to celebrate, you know, because Commentator, our horse, he won it twice.
Yeah, that's fun.
We'll do something up there and be up there for a week.
Take Commentator with you. Go up there and parade him around.
Yeah. One potato, two potato.
I know. We've had some requests to do that.
Yeah, that'd
be
fun.
But this is funny. You'll like this. Originally, they were going to do the check presentation from Wild Turkey at the distillery.
Yeah.
But they wanted Little Silver Charm, my miniature horse,
cute.
To come.
Oh, cute.
And I told him that he doesn't
Hey, Mike.
He doesn't travel.
He won't travel.
Come here for a second.
He won't travel.
Yeah.
And so that's when they decided to turn
Jackie
around.
Jackie, let Mike sit down for a second. He's getting ready to work.
Mike?
He's getting ready to work his field. Mike Cameron.
Good to see you.
He brought her to tell a little secret over to Gallup. You don't know what she's going to do yet, do you?
You never know what she... It takes her 30 minutes to get over here.
Okay.
How are you, Michael?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to congratulate you for picking the winner of the Belmont Stakes.
Well, thank you. I did.
I know you did.
I like that horse. I thought it had a real chance. You know... I hate to be this way, but I never was sold on California Chrome. I do believe in times and speeds and everything, and, you know, those numbers were suspect to start with.
Yeah, but they were the best numbers.
They were the best numbers, and he looked like the best horse, but you start looking at all these others, particularly that Tonalist. I mean, the horse had only raced four times. My big concern was he seasoned enough to do this, and
my concern was I watched the work at this show. Mm-hmm. And they worked him in company with a nice allowance horse, you know, and broke him off behind. And he was life and death to get to that horse and never did get by him. And the other horse galloped out better. And I said, I don't like that work. So that kind of killed me on him, you know. So.
Yeah, and you look at the pedigree. I mean, here's a horse that's going to get the mile and a half. And you had to figure that. I just figured that California Chrome, he ran a heck of a race.
He ran a wonderful race. Yes, he
sure did. In fact, there were four horses. You could throw a blanket over them all. That was a nice bunch of horses the way they finished that race.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a pretty good size blanket. But
Yeah, well, I got big blankets.
You had the eighth person. You had the second horse.
I had the third.
Well, we should have gotten together.
I know, we should have gotten together. We could have made some dough.
Well, we were talking about pedigrees, and I said, I forget, I was talking with somebody. Somebody I had on here, we were talking about pedigrees. Oh, with Steve Moody. And he was talking about pedigrees of his horses, and I said, well, the horse with the Derby pedigree is the horse that ran second, got spotted, beat ahead, you know.
Not Commanding Curve. Constitution.
Constitution, yeah. And he, you know, he was by AP Indy out of America.
Yeah.
By touch goal to Belmont, right? Okay. Belmont, you know.
Of course, the whole thing was tainted, and I wanted California Chrome to win, but behavior of that owner after that was just deplorable. It makes me sick. It throws a bad light on horse racing, and come on, get your act together.
Hey, you want to meet him? He's going to be old friends tomorrow.
My best friend, Steve and Carolyn Coburn.
Well, I think they should donate something over there.
They're going to.
They're the best people in the world, right?
Absolutely. 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 An honest man. This is how he felt, and this is how I'm going to say it. He didn't feel that way 2 days later. We issued a nice apology. But
yeah. Well, yeah, he was just tough. He blew his cool. Yeah. And, you know, he's new in the business.
Yes, I'm sure he regrets it.
Oh, no, he does. He apologized profusely.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Carolyn, his wife, she kept kicking him. Come on.
Jackie would have smacked the crap out of me.
I bet you, that's true. Yeah. You'd have hit you right in the back of the head.
I wouldn't have got two words out.
No.
Well, anyway, I wanted to, you know, right. I was on your show the couple of nights before, and you'd picked Tunnelist.
I did, and I apologize to you for last Saturday. Because you asked me to come over at 11 or something around that if I'm not doing anything. I was driving in, and I turned on, your show was on. I said, oh, I was supposed to go by Ursel's.
Well, I'm very forgettable.
Me too, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I see she's finally made it here. I've been here for 15 minutes, and she's finally backed up.
Well, she'll stand here for another 15.
Oh, yeah, I know she will.
Yes, yes. That's a nice feeling. How many races you win with her now?
12.
12 races.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, she hits the board almost every time. But I can't get anything. They're not wanting to run on the grass at Churchill in a starter race, and they won't fill up.
Yeah. So. Hmm. Well, you know, the purse is a little bit better up at Belterra. Don't you hate that name?
Yeah, but they don't have grass up there. I mean, I'll go up there and run, but they don't have the turf course open yet.
That's right. That's right, they don't.
Indiana Downs does not have the turf course open. Not until mid-August, they told me.
What's the matter, the grass growing in Indiana?
No, what happened was is they apparently built a drainage ditch from the main track to the lake, and they cut up part of the turf, and it hadn't solidified yet, so they're giving it time to grow in.
Yeah. You know, I've blown right through a commercial stop there.
All right. Chris, I get off here. Thank you.
Chris Cross would have killed me.
Yes, he would.
Yeah, you got to watch. You got to listen to the Sports Huddle every weekday with Mike Cameron and Chris and everybody. It's a wonderful show.
Yes, it is. Okay, well, Macho Uno has had 5 Grade 1 Stakes winners, including the brilliant Mucho Macho Man, winner of last year's Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Classic. Game and durable, Mucho Macho Man has earned over $5,625,000, and he's going to join his sire at Adena Springs for the 2015 breeding season. Mm-mm. He'll be the 5th winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic to stand at Adena Springs. Already there are Breeders' Cup Classic winners, Alphabet Soup, Awesome Again, Ford Larned, and Go Sapper, the latter, of course, the son of Awesome Again. Those with foals of racing age are proven Grade 1 sires. Ford Larned, winner of over $4,471,000, is standing his first season at stud for $15,000. He posted a 117 buyer in the Breeders' Cup Classic, a 115 in the Grade 1 Stephen Foster. He owns the best speed stats of any stallion retired to stud in 2014. Mato Uno, a Grade 1 winner of $1,851,000, is a half-brother to the elite sire Awesome Again, and he stands for $25,000. Fees for all the stallions at Adena Springs are not due until the foal stands and nurses. Give them a call at 859-987-1798 and see the website at adenastallions.com.
Live from the Republic Bank Studios, this is ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLXG AM Lexington, Republic Bank, with 6 banking centers in central Kentucky.
Well, Jaunt Return, winner June 4, the Our Mim Stakes of Delaware is a 3-year-old filly by Include. Jaunt Return has won 5 of her 8 starts. She won the Busher Stakes at Aqueduct back in February, the Calder Oaks in April. Ran 4th in the Grade 2 Black-Eyed Susan Stakes, even though a rider lost an iron shortly after the break. And then she boosted her earnings to over $228,000 with her score in the Our Mims. A $60,000 graduate of the Keeneland September sale, she's a typical moneymaker by Include, who stands for $12,500 live foal. Another moneymaker standing at Airdrie Stud is Majestic Perfection. His first crop yearling sold for over 6.5 times the stud fee in 2013, and he's the 3rd leading 2-year-old sales sire this year, and they're running as good as they look. His first star winner is It's Free, who took a maiden special to Gulfstream on June 1. And 2 others have started. Both were second in their very first starts. On June 9, his Maggie Maggie was a closing second, beating just ahead, going 4.5 furlongs in a maiden special at Presque Isle. Majestic Perfection, the son of Harlan's Holiday, with Grade 1 speed. He ran 6 furlongs in 107.1. Stands for $10,000, Mr. and Mrs. Bird, and Sedona's Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com, and remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit. Where'd Jackie go? To the truck?
To the store.
To the store.
Yeah, I think she's going to get some donuts or something.
Going donut run at the store? Yeah, okay. Let's see, where are we now? Michael, I'm going to have to do something around. Well, Jackie's going to do some, whatchamacallit?
Some announcements.
Some announcements.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do this. For the Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. Did you see where David Schweitzer is retired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate that. You
know? I know.
What a
know.
Nice guy.
Yeah, very nice. He's been very helpful to all the old horses, and he'll be missed.
He will. He certainly will. He's been very effective in his job over to with the KTA and Kentucky Thoroughbred Owners and Breeders Association.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a nice. But he's tickled with a new time. The 8 to 10 time.
Oh, he likes the 8 to 10 time.
Yes, yeah, because I'm always. He said I start playing golf at 10 o'clock. Because I can come over in time now.
Now he can play anytime he wants.
I'm gonna have him on the show next week. He said he'd come.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
He's got some great stories.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them he probably can't tell. But
well, we don't know. We'll ask him.
Yeah. and the gentleman is coming with him is retiring. Chauncey, what's his name? Chauncey. I've got it written down somewhere.
I know Clifford Berry's over there. We're in good hands.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Clifford the other day. He liked the new time also.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Most everybody I did, I talked to, of course, everybody in the horse business is up this time anyway. You know,
it's lunchtime.
This is late.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, I like it because, I wake up at 4:30.
I like it, too.
Well, I see you do.
As long as my car runs.
Dogs, your car runs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. These are the breeders of Kentucky, Kentucky bred stakes winners from over the weekend. And, of course, the Belmont stakes winner was bred by Woods Lane Farm and Tunnelist. And, of course, he stands, Cyrus Tappet. Well, what a moneymaker. That horse has been. Son of Pulpit,
cow.
You know,
yeah.
That stands right over here in Gainesway next. And congratulations to all there. And I thought Commissioner, who ran second, ran a heck of a race. Few jumps out, I thought he was going to win it, didn't you? I mean, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought he did. In fact, I was talking on the phone while somebody called me from Fox News about talking about the horses and the Derby and the Preakness and the Belmont and everything, right in the middle of the race. And when I saw it on TV, I wasn't listening, and I thought he might have won it.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he ran a heck of a race, I'll tell you that. He came off a second in the Peter Pan, didn't it? It's starting to fill up out here again. Let's see.
I thought Metal Count ran a great race, and there's Metal Count. He's another AP Indy.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yes, he is. That's right. He belongs to, Spindler Farm? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll probably go to Stewart over there, too.
He's a nice horse. He's a really, really nice horse. We haven't seen the best of him yet, either.
You just got to beat a length and a head for it all. Okay. Okay, the Manhattan, the grade one Manhattan, was won by Real Solution. And, of course, bred by Ken and Sarah Ramsey. You know, they had a win of a stakes race over a steeplechase race. Not too long ago.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Ken Ramsey's great.
With a $100,000 pot.
I'm hoping that Ken comes. He's part of this Wild Turkey Ride with Rosie celebration. I'm hoping he comes over to the farm on Tuesday, too.
Oh, he's fun to talk to.
Yeah, he's great.
Were you there at the meeting, the Thoroughbred Farm Manager meeting when he was there?
No.
Oh, he was a riot.
Yeah, he's very funny.
He's a very funny guy.
Well, I remember several years ago at Saratoga, I was walking into the track, and we were with him and Sarah, and he said, oh, this is really good. And I turned around to Diane. He was very enthusiastic about being there and about racing, and he just loves racing.
Yeah.
And so he's so enthusiastic. So he looks over at Diane. He goes, where's your program? She goes, well, I don't have one yet. He goes, hold on a second. I went and bought Diane a program.
Is that right?
Here. We have a horse in the fifth race. Don't forget, we have a horse in the fifth race.
How'd he run?
Ran well. I think he won.
Okay.
I think he won.
All right. Well, they just a game, another grade one at Belmont last week. Coffee Kick won that, bred by Mrs. Jerry Ammerman. The Ogden Phipps grade one went to Close Hatches. One of my favorite fillies. She is a four-year-old filly from the first crop by First Defense, who stands over at Judmont Farm. Also bred by Judmont. They got it down as Millsack Ltd., but it's Judmont. I'll have to ask Garrett O'Rourke what that stands. Why that one is down for Millsack, but it's a homebred.
Yes.
You know, out of a mare named Rising Tornado by Stormcat.
Nice.
That was a great race. You know, there was Princess of Silmar and Beholder.
Oh, what a
race.
Field, yeah.
What a field. You know, that, and she led most of the way, took the lead after a half mile, and ran a mile in 1:34, and a mile in a 16th, and in 1:40 and 2, which was just 3/5 of a second off the track record. So, nice filly there. Let's see, the Acorn, grade one. Going a mile, I'm going to have to talk to my Murray West,
the poet laureate of Paris, Kentucky.
Yeah, my doctor is my primary doctor, and I tried to get him to come on the show talk about Belmont, then he wouldn't do it, you know. And he was there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You can hardly get. You know, don't get sick doing Triple Crown. You know.
I love that. I love that. I'm envious. I've never been to the Derby, but I've been to the Belmont a bunch of times, and I really like it.
Well, we got in a little argument on the phone the other day, and I said Acorn was a mile. He said, I think it's a mile and an eighth. And, you know, yeah. At the time he was examining me, I didn't want to argue with him.
Yeah, really. And I don't want to argue with you about that stuff either.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. Anyway, a Street Sweet Reason won that, bred by Brent Harris and Beth Harris and Darley. The Woody Stevens grade two went to Bay Yearn, bred by Helen Alexander. That horse won that. Blew him away in there, didn't he? Won by seven.
Yeah, he was sitting
lengths.
On a huge race. He had some bad racing luck the previous two starts. He just went nuts that day. That's great.
That's the horse that won the Derby trial, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Now, let's see. The grade two Brooklyn Invitational went to Newham Baker. It's another Tiz Now, four-year-old colt. This one bred by Stuart S. Janney III, which means he was raised over at Claiborne Farm. And probably will end up going to stud over there, the Tiz Now. Tiz Now, of course, over at Windstar Farm. The Jiper Invitational, grade three, went to Undrafted. Undrafted, bred by Catesby Clay, another Bourbon County horse. The Early Times, here you are, Mint Julep. That's not your brand, though, is it?
It might be. We take on all comers, all alcohol, all great Kentucky bourbon.
Well, the Mint Julep Handicap grade three at Churchill went to Honey Hughes, bred by Stoneway Farm. The grade three Affirmed at Santa Anita into Mischief. Side the winner of that's Can the Man. Bred by Malibu Farm, and into Mischief, of course, stands over here at Spendthrift Farm. The Easy Gore Stakes at Belmont Park, King Cruz won that, bred by Mock Mahal, another Bourbon County outfit. Intercontinental Stakes at Belmont Park, Free as a Bird, bred by Elizabeth Jones Volando. I don't know that lady, but she raises a few runners. The Jostle Stakes at Philadelphia at Parks went to Tea Time. Tea Time is a pulpit. Bred by Sarah and John and Helen Groves, John Kelly and Helen Groves. And Pulpit, of course, is deceased now, but was an old Claiborne Farm sire of Tappet, for in other words. Anyway.
Grandsire of California Crown.
At Hastings, they ran the Sir Winston Churchill Handicap and the winner title contenders, a four-year-old gelding by Pulpit, bred by the Town and Country Farm. At Monmouth Park, the Crank It Up Stakes. Winner was Sweet Emma Rose, bred by Peter Callahan. Northlands in Canada, the Spangled Jimmy H went to Commander. That's a six-year-old gilding by Broken Vow. This horse has won well over $500,000 now. He's a grade three stakes winner, and he's always in the money, it looks like. I mean, he very seldom runs out of the money. He's a tough old horse, I tell you that. The Washington State Legislators Handicap at Emerald Downs went to Stop Shopping Debbie, bred by the Northwest Farms, another Kentucky bred. Canterbury's Minnesota HBPA Distaff went to Gold Medal Dancer, bred and owned by Pin Oak Stable. They shipped that up filly in Shifoyo filly, shipped her in from Churchill Downs, where she had won a previous start and won that race, $75,000 pot. So they know who trains that for them, just for the hell of it. Donnie Von Hamill. The Brookfield Stakes at Canterbury went to Jimmy Sims. Jimmy Sims bred by Sarum Farm. That was another Bourbon County outfit. And the La Verendrye, I don't know if that's how you pronounce that, stakes at Assiniboia. Go-Go Lobo won that, bred by Richland Hills. That's Nathan Fox. And the King Brawls Memorial Stakes at Presque Isle. This was on Monday, the 9th. And Sharp Sensation won that, bred by Hunter Valley Farm, another outfit down in Versailles.
Quite a group. Well, I'm going to go work on some tours and hopefully get all my work done, get in a little nap, and then head for Churchill Downs this evening for
night. Oh, yeah, you're going down. Well, have throw 20 on the ground for me.
I will. Oh. Believe me. It won't take long. It costs you 10 bucks to get in and 10 bucks to park. There's 20 right there before you even get in.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll go to Belterra. Free parking.
Go for the simulcast, the King.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, Ursel, thank you very, very much.
And thank you.
Go see if I can get my car towed.
All right.
I'll see you.
Well, May 30th, Churchill Downs, Moonlit Stroll, a 3-0 Philippa Stroll won her first start. I'm $50,000 maiden special, going 5 furlongs on the grass. Won by 4 on June the 6th at Belmont. Escapist, a 3-year-old Colby Stroll, posted his second win in as many starts in a $77,000 allowance race on the inner turf. Set a new course record in the process, 6 furlongs, 109. Escapist won his first start in February in a maiden special at Gulfstream. Both Moonlight Stroll and Escapist were bred by Claven Farm, and both, incidentally, were sold as yearlings at Keeneland in September. Now, both are also from the first crop side by Stroll upon his return from Europe. So is Extra Sexy Hipster, who's won stakes at Aqueduct and Lawl, and Skylander Girl, who's won 2 stakes up at Woodbine, plus 3 more that have placed in stakes. The sire of a champion 2-year-old filly in Canada and a graded stakes winner, Keeneland, in his first crop. Stroll is a grade 1 stakes winner of nearly $800,000. He's by Pulpit. He stands at Claven Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams and see the website at clavenfarm.com. Well, my good friend Hill Parker and his lovely wife Reagan Parker in the real estate business have been for some 20 years. They've got some great places for sale. One of them I'm going to talk about a little bit is over on Briar Hill Road. It's reasonably priced for the location. It's 48 acres. It's turnkey operation, $650,000. Everything's in top condition over there. It's located just over the Fayette County line. The farm features 24 stalls and 2 barns, double fence, diamond wire mesh fencing, automatic waters, paved drives, a gated entry. House features a first floor bedroom, Brazilian hardwood floors, new kitchen with granite tile backlash, new appliances, a basement apartment with its own kitchen and entry. $650,000 on Briar Hill Road. That is a wonderful location. And if you were thinking about selling your place, you couldn't talk to nicer people than Hill and Reagan Parker. And they both work real hard for you. Get them as a team now. And they understand the horse business. They understand what horse people want. And they go to that website. I'll give you that website in just a second, because they've got a great listings in just about every county around here. Bourbon, if you want to move down in my direction, Fayette, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark. Outstanding variety in location, sizes, and prices. You just can't go wrong talking to Hill and Reagan Parker. Now, here's their website. It's an 859 number, Lexington number, 608-8039. And their website is lexhorsefarms.com. That's Hill and Reagan Parker. Well, the first 2-year-old to start, although there are many more on the way, from the first crop by Tiz Deja Vu, won first time out at Gulfstream. That's just an indication of things to come. If you saw Tiz Deja Vu compete, you know what we're talking about. He was a front runner, brilliant mallet that could carry his speed around 2 turns. He won more graded stakes than any son of Tiz now, and in case you hadn't noticed, Tiz now currently ranks 4th on the North American sidelist. So if you have a nice late foaling mare and you want to send her to a young sire with a great future, standing for a reasonable stud fee, consider Tiz Deja Vu at $5,000 payable when the foal stands and nurses. Stands over at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, and you're welcome to inspect Tiz Deja Vu and the other Crestwood stands. And while there, ask about the many services available. Crestwood is a full-service, family-operated facility. Just call the farm at 859-252-3770 and see the website at Crestwood Farm. .com. All right, Jackie, you want to do your announcements and let me rest my tonsils?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I like this new time. I've already given away 3 or 4 donuts.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, it's fun. You know.
What about that, Rusty? She's giving away your donuts.
They gave me a free one, too, for some reason.
Oh.
They scanned the I don't want a donut.
I can't see my toes now. I got to lose weight.
It's early. You'll work the calories off.
I'll work the calories off. I can't do enough. A whole lot right now. Well, I can't mow. They won't let me mow now until my eyes heal.
Yeah, because mowing stirs up dust, and that's what you're supposed to stay away from is dust. Because I was training when I got mine done, don't you remember? And I couldn't clean a stall. Oh, that really hurt.
Put some goggles on.
I did have goggles, but they said, no, don't mess with it. Remember, Ursula had to come up and clean the stall?
Yeah, I remember.
But I could do everything else, I guess. Couldn't do the shed row. Oh, well. Okay, if and you go down to ride at Shakertown at, on the way to Harrodsburg, out Harrodsburg Road, you can ride. It's a wonderful place to ride. Gosh, it's so nice, and it's beautiful, and it's not too expensive. I think it's just like $7 or something. Anyway, we always went down 68, that's Harrodsburg Road, starting Monday, June the 9th. That's a week or so ago. It's closed, 68, it's closed between Cog Hill Lane and the Brooklyn Bridge at the Kentucky River. So, and it's going to take weeks, so you can't go down there that way. What you do is take 127, I hate it when people call roads numbers because I can hardly take 127 to the Bluegrass Parkway. Just go out Versailles Road to the Bluegrass Parkway, go to 33, which is the first exit, and then back onto 68 that way. It's going to be – oh, they had slides. That's why. It's closed 2 to 3 weeks for slide repair. Oh, they're going to have ladies' night at Rooster Brew. Rooster Brew, of course, is Ralph Quillen's place.
Well, that's why I want to go.
Yeah. Ursula's going to Ladies' Night at Rooster Brew. It's the second one, Ladies' Night, out on Wednesday, June the 18th. Now, that's what's coming Wednesday, right? It will be open from 4:30 to 8:30. We'll host an informal beer school. Oh, that's kind of – I wonder if you get a diploma. Modeled after Kevin Patterson's Lexington Beer Tap Sunday classes, the discussion will focus on style and more specifically beers and their country of origin. You know how many countries there are out there that make beer? Kevin was your neighbor. Is that right? He can make some beer. Okay. Yeah, okay. We got the seal of approval from Ressie, so this is good. So listen, even if you're not a beer drinker, get together with your girlfriends after work. Enjoy Rooster Brew's comfortable, inviting, renovated 1880 storefront at 609 Main. Learn about craft beer and why it's gaining in popularity. They got over 100 crafted bottled beers available in that tap room. Chances are you'll find one or two you like. I wonder if you start at 100 bottles of beer on the wall, and then you got to drink your way to 100 bottles of beer.
I'll never make 90.
I know.
I'd be gone.
It gives a new meaning to that song, though. I kind of like that. Okay. Oh, this is really neat. This is really cool. I love it. Barbara Livingston has been awarded the Charles W. Engelhard Award for what is like it's like a communications broadcasting, that kind of stuff.
I guess.
Yeah, Ursel got it. When did you get it? Several years ago.
72. No, I mean, excuse me. 02, I think.
02. Yeah, it's a great little trophy. It's a carving.
It was a bad year for broadcasting.
Well, it got it's got a statue, little statue of a foal at like a water thing. It's real nice. It's up there. It's what did they call it in the movie? The old man's major award. And it's on the mantle. So,
that's that Christmas story.
Yeah, Christmas story. The old man's major award.
I'd love to have had that lamp.
There you go. Maybe we'll get you that sometime. And we'll put it in the front window. Right. I love that story.
You're doing post time. You're on radio 6 days a week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah. Okay. Let me tell you who else got it. Of course, the horses. I'm looking at Garrett O'Rourke got it for some. Broodmare Award went to Take Charge Lady. Misdirection, female turf horse.
That's a Miss Mass filly. Won the Breeders' Cup.
And Hard Boot Breeders' Award went to Ted Bates. Isn't that great?
Good old Ted.
Good old Ted. Everybody's on here. Lots of owners and breeders of the year, the Ramseys. Michael Maker. I don't see his picture. It's a nice affair, too. See Ressie. Here, I'll show Ressie the Oh, here's an interview with Brett Jones, who was just here a bit ago.
Yeah, we saw Brett and Bernie.
What a nice kid. They've got two kids now.
You're a kid.
No, two little boys. And then the second one's name's John. They call him Jack. That's what my father was. Okay. John and Jack.
Well, okay. The best distaffers in the nation met in the Grade 1 $1 million Ogden Phipps Stakes at Belmont on June 7, and the winner was Close Hatches, a filly from the first crop by First Defense. Close Hatches defeated Princess of Silmar. She won the Kentucky Oaks and other stakes last year. With the Fleet AP Indy filly, Antipathy, third, and Eclipse Ward winner Beholder, fourth. Close Hatches has bested Princess of Silmar in two of the three meetings, and the count is even now with Beholder. She had finished second to Beholder in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Distaff last fall. Close Hatches is undefeated in three starts this year, having earlier won the Grade 1 Apple Blossom and the Grade 2 Azari. She has also won the Classic Grade 1 Mother Goose and the Grade 1 Cotillion, and her earnings now stand at $2,382,300. Judd Monholm bred Close Hatches is out of the Stormcat Mare Rising Tornado. Rising Tornado has a yearling full brother and a suckling full sister to Close Hatches at Judd Mon. The quality of mares covered by First Defense since his first crop came out running is sensational. He stands for a fee of $15,000, and for more on the Judd Mon stands, get in touch with Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at JuddMon.com. Well, Palace Malice winner last Saturday, the Grade 1 $1,250,000 Metropolitan Handicap was bred by Will Farish and raised on products from McCauley Brothers at Lane's End Farm. Palace Malice, winner of the Classic Belmont in 2013, has accumulated earnings of more than $2,631,000. In other stakes, last weekend, the $75,000 Brooks Shields at Canterbury was won by Jimmy Sims, bred by Sarum Farm, and he, too, was raised on McCauley products. So far in 2014, horses that benefit from the McCauley feeds have won 81 stakes, 49 of them graded stakes, including 10 grade 1. The winner's circle is the ultimate goal, and the record speaks for itself. To learn more about the products of McCauley Brothers and the free services that come with every bag of feed you purchase, you call Mike Warren or David Longmire. The number is 859-873-3333. Check the website at McCauleyBros.com, and you're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, where it is all about the horse. Well, looking at Lucky Aside, six first crop two-year-old winners now. June 5, Conquest Big Lucky won at First Asking and a maiden special at Churchill. June 9, Phoenix Park won a maiden special at Parks in her first start. Lucky Player has also won at first start at Churchill, taking a maiden special on May 23. Lucky Storm Warning won a maiden special at Gulfstream Park, first time out on May 16th. Looking at Lucky, champion at 2, champion again at 3, the son of champion Sire Smart Strike. Well, he's well on his way to success at stud. Stands for $15,000 payable when the foal stands and nurses at Coolmore's Ashford Stud. The winner of this year's Group 1 English Derby is Australia, a colt by the world's leading sire, Galileo. The best son of Galileo at stud in the USA by many lengths is Cape Blanco, an undefeated multiple group stakes winner at 2, a champion and classic winner at 3, and an Eclipse Award winner at 4. Cape Blanco stands for $15,000, doing the foal stands and nurses at Ashford Studs. First foals are yearlings. For more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
they've got all kind of people that were at that Kentucky Bred Champions thing, and I wanted to mention Fred Mitchell's there, and he got the thing from Beholder. And let's see, who else is on here? Anyway, Walter Hillenmeyer is giving a trophy to Nile Racing. It's just a bunch of fun pictures. Garrett O'Rourke has pictures on here. It's fun. So good for Barbara. She is just the best. And if you befriend her on Facebook, you get to see all the pictures she takes. It's great. Okay, I want to tell you about Arlington Tree Service. That's Kenny Littrell. His father was in here earlier. He does a fantastic job. Arlington Tree Service. Kenny used to ride for us, and he was allergic to horses. Set up real straight in the saddle, I guess. Still
maybe,
is allergic.
Maybe it was just our horses.
That could be. Anyway, he said 6400 Ware Road in Paris. Now, I'm going to give you his phone number because there was a lot of damage from last winter. And he cleaned everything up for us. It looks great. And reasonably priced. Thank you, Kenny. His number is 293-0288. And once again, I'm going to recommend Hats Off Day at the Horse Park Saturday, July 26. If you get out there early, you get a free hat. They got more stuff going on. Take the kids. It's a beaut. And then, of course, they have the big Grand Prix Reserve, Grand Prix jumping thing, Rude and Riddle. With a big fat prize of like $25,000 or $50,000 or something wonderful. Now, what is today's date? Today at the horse park, is today the 14th. Yes, it is. We're in the middle of the Country Air second Hunter Jumper Show. That's at the Walnut Ring and the Rolex Stadium. That's fancy. Also, Festival of the Bluegrass, that's the picking and singing one. That goes on today and tomorrow. It started a couple of days ago. Next week, Huntfield Derby at the Rolex Stadium. Next week, Mid-East Kentucky Quarter Horse Association show and Mid-South Pony Club rally. And keep going, and you wind up with the Silverama Region 14 Arabian Championship and the Carriage Association of the American Carriage Classic on my birthday at the end of the month. So that plenty to do out there. Okay, next Wednesday is Masterson Station Jump Around Show Jumping Schooling Night, 4 to 8, Wednesday, June 18th. First trip, $10. Second trip, another $10. They've got different division, starter, level, and at 2, 2, 3, and beginner, novice, and that's a cool thing. That's okay. Annual golf scramble. The Thoroughbred Managers Club is going to be scramble will be Tuesday the 24th at the University Club. Proceeds benefit Kimmy and the Thoroughbred Retirement Foundation. So if you want to participate, call Gus Cook, 621-4634, or you can Google Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club and get their number.
Oh, right. What the heck did I do with all this stuff? I've still got more. Did I tuck them away? Anyway, I want to get Steve Moody on here in just a second, and I've covered up my commercials here. I don't know what I did.
You'll find them. Keep looking.
Well, go ahead and play Briss or something, and so we can get Steve on, and I'll look through here.
Limited access to pedigree reports.
I'm the one that usually finds things.
Stock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
All right, I have Steve Moody with me now. Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheep. We've got a loose horse out here somewhere. I hear the siren going off.
Lower track,
okay. And Steve, you can buy that, of course, wherever they sell a daily racing form. And you can get it online, which is a good place to go to get it, with brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. It's the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet by Steve Moody. Steve is going to give us the winner of the Stephen Foster. And, Steve, have you recovered from the Belmont Stakes now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a...
Did you accept the apology?
Well, Yeah, I mean, I'd, after, you know, I don't know who finally wised up Mr. Colburn, but finally, I guess that, what was it, on Monday, he finally decided that you know, horses have been running against the Derby and Preakness winner at the Belmont. New horses have been running against them for 100 years, and mostly. And I think somebody must have maybe showed him the old charts of the race. Who knows? But he finally wised up and
cooled off a little bit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be at Churchill today. He's going to be at Old Friends tomorrow if you want to go out and meet him. and and who's going to win that race today? It's a good race, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Stephen Foster is the eighth race today. They've got four stakes, of course. They're big. Today's their big race day. Other than Derby weekend, they've got the Matt Wynn, the Fleur-de-Lis, the Stephen Foster, and the Regret are all on tap for today. The Stephen Foster, $500,000 at a mile and an eighth, grade one, 3-year-olds and up. The field of nine drawn for the race, pretty well-matched group. Forced to beat probably Revolutionary. He came from far back out of the clouds last time out to win the Pimlico Special. The day before the Preakness, and although he has, of course, he was third in the Derby last year as a 3-year-old, and he has shown that he can run, he can be a little closer to the pace than what he was last time out. That was kind of an aberration for him to be that far back. I don't think he'll be that far back today. There's not a huge amount of speed in this race. Golden Ticket is one I think it's worth looking at a price. This is a Kenny McPeak runner. He was second in this race last year. And he's got a sort of a stalking style. I expect him to be in it when they turn for home. And I think he could run a big race here. You got the Claiborne and Dill Schneider runner departing. Who is the source? Another one that figures to be in it. Comes off of a nice win, going a flat mile, Churchill, and the added ground, I think, should be to his liking. And, of course, three-horse Moonshine Mullen won the Alley Sheba back on Derby weekend. Looks to be on top of her game now. The interesting horse here is it will take charge, Ursel. You know, he won the Oaklawn Handicap, but it didn't look very good doing it. And then on Oaks Day in the Alley Sheba, he was a real heavy favorite and just ran miserably. And so you wonder which will take charge will show up today. So again, very tough race. I think you could several of them you can make a case for. I ended up with the One Horse Revolutionary coming off the big win in the Pimlico Special. I expect him to be closer to the pace today than he was then, but he has shown he can handle the racetrack at Churchill, so I'm going to give him a slight edge over Golden Ticket and Departing in the Stephen Foster, 176.
176 in the Stephen Foster today. It's going to be a heck of a race. All right, Steve, thank you so much. And I appreciate you coming on early with us. And, my friend, we'll talk to you next week. And you have a good week.
All right, Ursula.
Thank you so much. All right. Well, Fleet Encounter, a five-year-old daughter of Interdab, sprinted 5.5 furlongs in a near record 102-3 when she won the $36,500 allowance race at Arlington on June 7th. Now, Fleet Encounter has posted 8 wins, 6 seconds, and a third and 22 starts. She's compiled earnings of over $125,000 now. If you want a runner like Fleet Encounter in your racing stable, send a mare to Interdab or watch for Interdab Yearling at the upcoming sales. Interdab has sired a remarkable 15% stakes horses, including such high-class performers as Greater Good, a multiple graded stakes winner of over $546,000, and Head Heart Hoof, a graded stakes winner of more than $509,000. Interdab is a multiple graded stakes winner of over $530,000. He's one of 54 stakes winners by Champion Phone Trick. And he's out of a Mr. Prospector mare. Interdab stands at Shadwell Farm for $2,000 live full. Also at Shadwell are the Grade 1 winners Albertus Maximus, De Hare, Jazzle, and Invisor. Inquiries to stand manager Ken Barnes, 859-224-4585, and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
When unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost, then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
Well, Countess Cashmere, 3-0 filly by Bellamy Road, won the $100,000 Purple Violet Stakes up at Arlington on June 7th. The day before, Hold Me Back was represented by his second first crop 2-year-old winner. Countess Cashmere has posted 2 wins, a 2nd and a 3rd, and 4 starts, and a win comes on the heels of Sisterly Love score in the Grade 3 Double Dog Dare Stakes. Countess Cashmere is a 17th stakes winner by Bellamy Road, and the best is yet to come. He covered over 436 mares in his last 3 seasons at stud. A Grade 1 stakes winner and a proven Grade 1 sire. Bellamy Road, 17,500 payable when the foal stands and nurses. Hold Me Back was a sire of 2 winners, plus a 3rd to place from 4 starters in his first crop. The latest is I Know She Knows I Know, won first time out by 4.25 lengths in a maiden special. And Hold Me Back won 2 of his 3 starts as a 2-year-old, then won graded stakes at 3 and 4. He's by 3-time champion Sire Giant's Causeway, stands for $6,000. Payable when the foal stands and nurses. For more on the Windstar stallions, get in touch with Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. All righty. Well, let's look and see what we've had. 13 winners since hit from the third train at the Thoroughbred Center since last week's show. And they were trained by Mike Estes, Jim Rankin, Luis Jurado, Greg Burchell. Jim Rankin had another one. Luis Jurado had another one. Jesus Suarez, Jesus Suarez again. Tim Ice, David Atkins, Michael Ewing, Eduardo Cutter-Murray, and another one by Tim Ice. That's 18 so far this month. Had 54 last month. And we will on the way to equaling that. Jackie, you got any more announcements you want to do? 2 or 3? I don't have time. We got had so many people on the show this today that we kind of ran out of time. I was going to do something on.
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun talking to all these people. But I've just kind of ran out of time. I was going to do something on Lucky Draw. And but
I don't know why, but that doesn't ring any memory bells with me. I guess I was too young or something.
What am I going to say? I remember the horse real well. Of course, my memories, Alzheimer's hadn't set in on me yet.
Not yet. I've just been working with whatever memory loss forever.
There you go.
I'm one of those people, I can't remember names and stuff. Hi, how are you, honey? You know, that's what you do. Mercer County, if you're going down to ride at Shakertown, you got to go a different way because they're redoing. They had rock slides and stuff down there on the river, you know, where you cross that bridge. Do you know that bridge? It's called the Brooklyn Bridge.
Well,
that little two-laner down there crossing the...
What do they call it that part?
I bet they call that little place down there Brooklyn, but I don't know.
Well,
they call it the Brooklyn Bridge. So, you better call before you go or take Bluegrass Parkway down to 33 and go to 68 that way. Ralph Quillen's Rooster Brew is having a ladies' night out next Wednesday, June the 18th, from 4:30 to 8:30. They don't want those women drinking late. That cracks me up. Got to start drinking at 4:30. Well, it's 6 o'clock somewhere, right? It's an informal yet informative beer school. They're going to tell you about the style and specific beers and their country of origin. And I love it. They've got 100 bottles of beer on that wall down there, all of them different.
Ralph's an eligible bachelor girl, so
hey,
there you
girls,
are.
Girls, that's right. Get down there. Maybe that's why he's having it.
Yeah. Well,
Ralph's not dumb, is he?
No, he wasn't born yesterday.
No. Well, go down there and check him out. He's the one with the beard. So even if you don't drink beer, go on down, and it's fun. 609 Main Street in Paris. Like I said, 100 bottles of beer on the wall. You start with 100 and count down. We used to do that in the school bus. I didn't know it would wind up here. Congratulations again to Barbara Livingston. She won the Charles W. Englehard Award for some broadcasting and that sort of whatever. Herschel's got one. The old man's major awards on the mantle. I dust it. I'm allowed to dust it. Check out Arlington Tree Service, 6400 Ware Road in Paris. Let me give you the number, 293-0288. Wait a minute. I want to tell you about...
your computer people.
The computer people.
Save that for a second. Let me get... I got something to do for Spencer.
Okay.
My good buddy's over Spencer. Well, Can the Man winner last Saturday, the grade 3 Affirm Stakes at Santa Anita. That's a 3-year-old colt by Into Mischief, bred in Kentucky by Malibu Farm. Candyman has also won the Speakeasy Stakes at Santa Anita, and he placed in the Grade 1 Del Mar for Tourdie as a 2-year-old last year. That same day at Belmont, Golden Sense from the first crop by Into Mischief gave Palace Malice all he wanted and finished second in the Grade 1 $1,250,000 Metropolitan. Now, Golden Sense defeated older horses the day he won the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile last fall. He also won the Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby, plus two more graded stakes, and he's earned over $2,224,000 and counting. In 2015, Golden Sense is to join his sire at Spendthrift Farm. He's going to stand for $12,500 and do one of foal stands and nurses. Now, Into Mischief, you may recall, was one of the first stallions offered on Spendthrift's popular Share the Upside program, whereby clients could own a free breeding right for life. Now, Golden Sense book, it's already overflowing, already full, but there will likely be more additions to the stallion ranks at Spendthrift Farm in the future. So the thing for you to do is call Ken Wilkins or Des Dempsey or Mark Toothacker and ask them about the Share the Upside and the Breed Secure programs, two great programs. Talk about them and tell them the next time a horse comes in there, give you a call. The number is 859-294-0030. And take a look at the website at spendthriftfarm.com. All right, we've got a minute and a half, Jackie. Plug your computer, people.
Yeah, it's Lexington Computer Clinic. They do web pages. They help you. You go up to the counter and pay them $20. They give you a 30-minute lesson on what you're messing up your computer with. It's great. It's at Hamburg in the Myers next to the bank. Their number is 263-7374. I went over Thursday or Friday. I'm going back over Monday working on the webpage. Yay.
Yeah, I need some working on. Well, I kind of like our new time.
I love it. People coming and going. Saw people I haven't seen in, you know, a good while. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Gets a little noisy around here, a little active, but
works
that's okay.
For me. Yeah, why not?
I think it's fine. Yeah. So, we'll be talking to you from now on, from 8 until 10, and I really appreciate that time slot, as a matter of fact. And Mary Jane, I really appreciate you getting up early down there.
What about appreciating me getting up early? I get up early. I hate it, but that's fine.
And Ressie, coming in here at early. Rest. So same old crew, same old stand. It's a clocker stand. And every week, right here. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next week.